Hot 91, it is Sam and Ash. Instagram on the way very soon.
There are very few voices in this country that stand out above the angels. But there's one. There's one. 10 News First brings us Sandra Sully, and she joins us right now. Good morning, Sandra.
What a magical introduction. I'm very flattered that you have a morning voice this morning.
Well.
You have one of the most iconic, your voice.
Morning voice is nice.
My ears appreciate your voice so, so much, aww, Sandra.
Now, I wish you could just hear it, not have to watch it.
Now, we want to circle back to this in a moment because we are obsessed with your news voice and your voice in general. However, you had a big gig on the weekend. The Red Cross flood appeal was huge. $25 million was raised, well, over, and that's just amazing for the whole nation to come together for different networks, Channel 9, yeah, Channel 7, Channel 10. What was it like being part of it all?
Look, it was awesome, to be honest. You know, it's a real sense of community and it lifted everyone's spirits. I mean, everyone has been just floored by these floods and it's been kind of difficult to get your head around how many people have been devastated and how long it's going to take to rebuild their lives. And I think this was a nice way to show them that, you know, we care and we're there for them and, you know, we'll do what we can. And we did, you know, over 25 million was just incredible. So it was fun. Like, we had fun because everyone was there for the right reasons and, you know, networks dropped their rivalry and just banded together and did what they could.
Yeah.
And I love that. I think that's the really, and that's so Australian, isn't it? I mean, it's a bit like the states in many ways, and New South Wales and Queensland are generally at each other's throats over anything that they can, but in a moment of need, when it counts, we actually come together.
Yeah, you know, and absolutely.
So Koshy can put the curling irons down and come in and have a chat with everybody, and that's fun. And I think, and I actually think it makes for not only good TV, but also a good spirit within our country that here in Queensland and parts of sort of Gympie around the Sunshine Coast region were pretty badly and still are,
yeah,
affected by the flood waters. So to know that there are people out there who are banding together for the benefit of people in our very own community, it's a very humbling feeling.
Now, while I don't have a result for you, I must say a bit of interstate rivalry did seep into the coverage. We decided we were going to challenge, you know, Victoria and New South Wales as to who raised the most money.
And yeah,
I just reminded them about a few footy stats, you know, bit of state of origin,
yes,
to annoy them.
Very good.
Hilarious.
Very good. Fun.
Of course, we had JT and Shane Webke there just to, you know, round that message home. It was great fun.
Good boys too. Hey, now, Sandra, just to get back to this sensational voice of yours, Taylor Swift has her legs insured. Do you, in fact, have your pipes insured?
No, never thought of it, but maybe I will now.
Yeah. Well.
I think you should because, Sandra, here's the thing, right? I tried out a news career. I lasted 5 weeks as a news reader.
She's had more sick leave than her career at Wynn.
And I want to know if you could teach us how you do your news voice.
How do you bring it?
It's so amazing. So, like, if we were to say, you know, maybe give us your intro. Hi, I'm Sandra Sully from Channel 10. How do you do it?
Yeah.
Basically, I just open my mouth and speak like anyone.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, I was told that my voice wouldn't cut it. And
really?
I went, like,
really?
Can't really change it. But you do sort of go to voice lessons to look at, you know, your modulation and tone and how you're meant to, you know, you have one sentence and you've really got to find those key words that make sense of it. Because I'm very aware a lot of people who are arguably watching the news aren't always watching it. You know, they might be in the kitchen getting dinner ready.
Yeah.
They might be somewhere else. So you need those one or two words that make sense of every sentence to sort of capture their eardrum for a second, make their, you know, brain.
So, Sandra, can I give you my news voice and then you let me know what I can work on, all right?
Go.
All right.
Hi, Ashley Gerke here for Wynn News. Tonight on the news.
Yeah, that's enough. That's
Is that enough? Is that enough? What did you think?
I think you've got a good voice for those 1-800 numbers.
Yeah!
Oh. kind of after midnight. You're in a community voice, not you're in a night group.
Oh, I love that. The late news with Ashley Gerke. Well, Sandra, as always, thank you so much for joining us. We do love you. We love your voice, but we love you even more. But thank you for your contribution.
Thanks for having me.
An absolutely huge effort with the flood appeal. I don't think here from the Sunshine Coast anyway, we can thank you enough. So many ups, and you can catch Sandra Sully 10 News first.
5 o'clock.